TV down. Put the car on autopilot. Tighten your seatbelts. Open Line is on the air.
KVCL Winfield, KDVH Natchitoches, KWLV Manny, KVTV Leesville.
For the next 30 minutes, join Ted Dumas. We will take no hostages and leave no question unasked. We are obligated to no one except you, our listeners. So get ready for a wild ride.
Let the ride begin.
Open Line is on the air.
And top of the morning, everybody. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, is excited to tell you about a brand new service she now offers. In addition to the family practice services that's located across from Whataburger in Leesville, she now offers anesthetic services at Jennifer Smith Cosmetics. Treat deep lines, wrinkles, as well as enhancing lips, cheeks, and chins. She does so much. Call her up today. Set up an appointment. That's Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner. Brand new movies at Parkway Cinema, Arthur the King, Cabrini, Imaginary. Go to Acadiana Cinema, click on the Parkway Cinema, and catch a movie you want. This time next week, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. And with us today is State Senator for the 31st District, Alan Seabock. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm good. I want to go back before we start talking about this session and talk about the last special session that dealt with crime. It appears to me that the bad people lost and the good people won in that session. Your comments.
I think that's a very good way to put it. What we undid some mistakes that were made during the last administration, and we moved forward with some things that are going to help good guys and make it rougher for bad guys. That's a very good way to put it.
Session started Monday, a very aggressive session. What bills are you introducing?
Well, I actually have a lot. People have been giving me a hard time about how many bills I filed. And I'm kind of all over the board. The one that's getting the most publicity statewide is my bill to ban red light and speed cameras. I just don't like the concept. And it's not one anybody asked me to do. That's what I'm doing on my own. I just don't like them. I've got several bills that'll...
Wait a minute, hold on, go back. I'm not sure I understand that. What are you wanting to ban?
Speed cameras, red light cameras, when you get a ticket in the mail.
I can't imagine anybody except local government complaining about that bill. That's the greatest bill I've ever heard.
Even the Louisiana Municipal Association is staying off of it. They're not going against it. So some local municipalities are. But I'll tell you who's against it are the companies that write the tickets.
Sure.
And, you know, and they're the problem. So, I'm going to go ahead. There's several. I'm not the only one who did it. Mine is the most aggressive. Mine just simply says they're illegal, period. You can't do them in Louisiana.
Great
deal.
Which is
what Texas did. It's what Texas did. Several other legislators have nibbling around the edges, and we'll see how far we get, but I'm gonna run this one out and give it a shot. I've got several bills in the oil and gas industry. I've got a pipeline bill that's very important to a lot of people. I've got some expropriation bills. I'm going to drop next week the bill for the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association, trying to rein in legacy lawsuits. I haven't filed that one yet, but I'm going to drop it next week. I've got a lot of bills to try to lower your car insurance rates because insurance rates are absolutely off the charts. I think we all know what the problem is, and we know how to fix it. The problem is getting the political will to get bills across the finish line. That's going to be fairly aggressive. I've got some more crime bills. I've got a bill in committee next week strengthening the felon in possession of a firearm statute. So, I mean, it's kind of across the board. With a large district that I have, all the municipalities with crumbling water and sewer systems and things along that line, I've got a lot of local maintenance things to take care of. Capital outlay and things along that line. So it's going to be a very, very busy session.
It sounds like one of the most aggressive sessions that I can remember.
So far it is. And I gave an interview, and one of the things, one of my colleagues told me that brutal honesty was my superpower. But I was interviewed by a Baton Rouge paper, and the quote, because I was just being honest, they said, what do you plan to do? And I said, we plan to repeal everything that passed in the last 8 years. I don't think John Bel Edwards pushed through anything that helped the state of Louisiana. And when Democrats were in charge, they crammed some things down our throats. Shoes on the other foot now. And, you know, payback's hell, as they say. And so I don't see any reason that we should be shy and shoes on the other foot. But let's repeal everything that happened in the last 8 years. And toward that end, this first 3 days of session, I got the bill out of committee that's going to repeal the mugshot ban bill. They passed a bill a couple of years ago saying police could not release the mugshots of people they arrested. That's ridiculous. Law enforcement hates it. And I was able to get it out of committee on a 6-1, I think, vote last week. So I'm pretty confident that we can move that one forward.
One of the things that I hear some of the most complaints about is whenever John Bel Edwards put in the corrupt, not a bill, he did it himself without the legislature to give CVS that lucrative contract and take local pharmacies out of being able to serve local people. Any chance on getting that resolved anytime soon?
Yes, and we actually legislatively in a special, not a special session, but a committee actually undid a lot of that last fall. And I do anticipate fixing that.
So when you say undid a lot of it, meaning that some people now with state employees can use local pharmacies?
I think so, because what happened, Jay Darden came to committee and said, we don't have, the governor does not have the authority to do this without the legislature. So we need you to pass this bill. And we didn't pass the bill. And then the governor did it by executive order after his chief of staff or commission of administration admitted under oath twice that the governor didn't have the authority to do it. So they came, the same committee, which I believe was joint budget, came back and did a rule further solidifying the fact that he does not have the authority to do it. So if the rule is still in place, it's in litigation.
You mentioned John Bel Edwards the last 8 years. I'll tell you who I think did as much damage or more is Jay Darden. I can't tell you how glad I am that he's gone.
Couldn't agree more. And look, one of the things John Bel did, he wasn't stupid. He's a bad guy, but he wasn't stupid. He surrounded himself with former senators. Jay Darden and several others had been in the Senate, and he brought a very experienced, talented legislative team with him to the governor's office. And they were much more successful than somebody with their ideology should have been in this political environment.
But with the current administration, you in the Senate, Landry in the governor's office, you can undo that, you think?
We're undoing a lot. And again, the problem is there's so much that needs to be undone. But we're, again, best way to eat an elephant's one bite at a time. One bill at a time. I didn't think I was going to file 30 bills, and I've got five more. I'm going to end up having filed 35 bills.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a busy session. Now, look, some of them deal with the same subject matter, and I filed three bills that kind of do the same thing. I'm obviously not going to run all three of them, but, you know, it's a pretty aggressive agenda.
I noticed in the Advocate this morning, big discussion on Supreme Court redrawing district lines. Jeff Landry trying to go back with pretty well the same thing he had earlier, two other plans out there. Any of those have legs to them?
I don't think the bill, the map that the governor is pushing is going to pass. It's already failed twice. And, you know, we've sent a pretty clear signal we're not going to pass that map, so which is fine with me because it divides my district in half. There'll never be another Supreme Court judge from Northwest Louisiana if that passes. So I voted against it. When I saw the map, I called the Supreme Court justice who drew it. I called the governor, and I called the president of the Senate, said I'm going to fight this with every fiber of my being, and I'm going to vote. We can still be friends afterwards, but I'm going to try to kill it. And so far, I'm 2-for-2. So we've killed it twice, and I'm going to certainly try to kill it again. I don't want to draw a map at all because we haven't lost the litigation. They're trying to pass the map so we don't lose the trial. Look, I'm a lawyer. I'm okay with rolling the dice. Let's try the case and see what happens. But they're trying to give the other side everything they're asking for before the case goes to court. And I don't believe in doing that. I don't think that's the right way to go. So
your thoughts are just wait and let the court handle it?
Yes.
And when will that take place?
It's supposed to happen this spring, like maybe May.
Okay, so not very far away.
I can tell you both Jeff Landry and Liz Merle, who I respect immensely, disagree with me strongly on this issue. They think that whatever the court might do would be much worse than the map that they're putting before the legislature. So maybe I'm playing a little bit of chicken, but I from my looking at it, I don't agree. I mean, if you want to get into the nuts and bolts, the one man, one vote does not apply to the judiciary. They've said that from the beginning. And look, I agree, the Supreme Court districts are very different sizes. We have one that's 300,000, one that's almost 700,000. So they probably should be a little more equal in size, but they don't have to be. The law is pretty clear that they don't have to be. So that's one of those issues that we're going to agree to disagree, and we'll see what happens.
But Alan, you made the comment that you don't agree with Liz Merle and Jeff Landry. Isn't that when we get the best government, when people do what they think is their best interest for the community rather than playing political ball?
I completely agree with you. And we've got a very exciting new group of legislators. I already knew there's only two senators that weren't either in the Senate or the House last year, and one of them is a very good friend of mine I've known for years. So I already knew the Senate. The House is full of new people, and quite frankly, I had a pretty tough race last year. I didn't follow the House races as closely as I usually do, but I'm getting to know this new freshman House of Representatives, and they're a very, very impressive conservative lot. So I'm highly encouraged about what I see in the House, and I knew what we were going to get in the Senate. The Senate took a hard turn to the right, but the House looks like it's going to stay out there and be really good for us. So I'm very encouraged about some of these new House members.
Our guest this morning is Senator Alan Seabock. Be back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on: Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown-friendly service. Call them at 318-554-9884. They do it all. Or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call, make sure you remind them that you heard the spot on the radio. You get an additional 10% discount.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacoco High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Forkham Demons.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Star Pond Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pond Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pond Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pond Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
four decades, we've been helping the folks in western Louisiana and east Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, Nichols has everything for everybody in the family. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today and take care of all your shopping for the entire family. My guest this morning is State Senator Alan Seabock. Alan, I'm going to disagree with you for a little bit on a subject you brought up, the Senate. And history is always a great provider of what you can look for in the future. In the past, the Senate has done more damage to the state, in my opinion, than any body other than the governor. So do we really have a truly conservative senator, or do we have a number of senators that are Republicans that really believe the Democratic beliefs?
I was earlier, to be clear, I talked about how conservative the House was. I said the Senate took a turn to the right. I didn't say that it was far right wing. The Senate is still full of moderates. What happened in the Senate is you had four of the more liberal Republicans replaced by four true conservatives. And so they did take a turn to the right, and it is the most conservative Senate I think we've ever had in my lifetime, and I'm optimistic going forward. But it is still dominated by rhinos, and if there's going to be a backstop on true conservative reform in Louisiana, it's going to come in the Senate.
So this is where that we've got to get the people in different districts calling their senators saying, look, we're tired of this, we're ready to see some change.
Now, that's 100% true, and on social issues I think we'll be fine. The devil's going to be in the details when we get to economic issues. But from a big picture standpoint, my approach and philosophy is we need to change the culture of government. We've had a problem in Louisiana government as long as I can remember, where government was standing in the way of business, standing up against people, against freedom, trying to reach deeper into your pocket. We need a government that gets out of the way, that lets business do business. The government that makes the roads and provides the infrastructure and gets out of the way of economic development and business and create jobs instead of stifling them. And you know, we're going to have to change the culture. And that's not going to happen overnight, but we're off to a very good start to the conversation.
I think Jeff Landry's had maybe one or two missteps in the 3 months he's been in office. But overall, I think it's been amazing what he's got accomplished so far. Your thoughts?
I agree with you. Like we talked earlier about some things I disagreed with him on. The first special was not good. The second special was a home run. It was fantastic. And the regular's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be some things he pushes that don't pass. And there's some things that I just fundamentally disagree with him on. But by and large, he is one heck of an improvement over what we had. And he's an improvement over any governor we've had in my lifetime, and I'm very, very optimistic about where we're going.
Economy-wise, budget-wise, where do you think we'll be at the end of the session on the budget?
That's really the question. To rewind a year, we had this huge surplus last year, and there were 19 of us from your area. I think myself and Rodney Schermerhorn and Chuck Owen were the only three that actually stood up and said, let's be fiscally responsible. Let's not waste all the money. Let's save it for a rainy day. Let's pay off debt so that we're free going forward. And we couldn't get our colleagues to listen to us. I'm afraid the state is going to have to pay the piper because we weren't able to move the needle and more people to our side. What happened last year was a disaster for the state of Louisiana. I don't know that people realize it, but we could have freed up $400 or $500 million of spending, of money to spend on things going forward last year, and the legislature chose not to. They really chose to waste it. We had one senator that said, I'll put the money in a bonfire and burn it before I let Jeff Landry spend. And that it was really John Bell trying to set up his successor and make sure that he was not a success. And, you know, we're going to pay the piper for that. So we're going to have to tighten the belt. We're going to have to consolidate and cut some things. I desperately do not want to raise taxes, but you're hearing more and more Republicans talking about extending the 0.45 sales tax, which I fought before and I will fight again. I don't think we need to raise taxes. I think we need to tighten the belt and cut spending. And that's going to have to start this year. I think we have two more years of the 0.45. After that, it falls off. Maybe even just one more year. So we need to start tightening the belt this year. The budget, as introduced, you know, Jack McFarland carries the budget.
Well, let me stop you for a second and ask you. I did a program last week about a bill that Larry Bagley introduced. I thought it was a horrible bill. What it does is provide in Sabine Parish free health insurance for retirees under certain conditions of all retirees for the district attorney's office. It only affects Sabine Parish, if I understand correctly. And we did a program, district attorney not exactly pleased with me on my comments on it. There's bills like this all over the state, and those eventually come out of taxpayers' money. Those things just automatically pass?
Not necessarily, but I can tell you, you said a horrible bill written by Larry Bagley. Those two are the same thing. I think all Larry Bagley bills are horrible. I don't think much of Larry. I think he's a terrible legislator. I don't know that bill passes just because it's got a really bad offer. But no, those things don't usually necessarily pass easily, and we're going to have to look at them much more closely.
Maybe on the next program I can get you to tell me what you really think about Larry Bagley. We're going to take a break. Our guest this morning is Senator Alan Seabach. Be back in a moment. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Northwestern State University Foundation will hold the Poplar Spring fundraiser for Northwestern University. It's the big seafood extravaganza. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungess will be there. Tickets can be purchased at the door. It's almost a sellout, so don't wait. Tomorrow night, Northwestern.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendine Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund, but if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s, file electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendine Insurance. DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesburg, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Entrance Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
You know, eye disease is something you can't take for granted. You need to get on it and get it taken care of while you can get professional help. And nobody does it better than Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery, they are the professionals. 318-487-2020, laeyeandlaser.com. Offices in Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria, 14 in total. State Senator Alan Seabrook is our guest this morning. And one of the things that Governor Landry did early going in his administration is send a notice, I think, to every state agency, prepare for cutting such and such percentage from your budget. I think that's possible. Do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree at all. It's something that we should have started doing 20 years ago. The government, if you look at the I've been in the legislature 13 years. Our budget last year was double what it was my first year. The size of the state shrunk. The number of people in Louisiana shrunk between 2010 and 2024. Yet our budget doubled. It's absolutely ridiculous. No matter what statistic you look at, spending per capita or what you look at, our spending is absolutely off the charts. So I'm very happy we got a guy like Jack McFarland in charge of the budget. And we're going to do our best to right-size the government before we have any revenue shortfall.
So doesn't it stand to reason that we should be looking at cuts and not tax increases and getting rid of that temporary sales tax has been anything except temporary?
Yeah, 100%. The temporary sales tax can't be addressed until next year because it's a fiscal session. So you have to look at cuts this year. And I'm fairly encouraged that we're going to be able to do it. I mean, it's, you know, again, the biggest thing we need to do is just get government out of the way. And, you know, you don't need more people to do that. You need less. And so, like DOTD, you know, there's several departments that are just have done nothing but stifle economic development. I think the fewer employees at DOTD, the better off the state is. And there's several other state departments out there like that whose budgets have just ballooned over the last 8 years, and they do that at your expense and at my expense, and at the expense of the people in the state of Louisiana. So we've got to tighten the budget, tighten the belt, and get government out of the way, and you do that by shrinking it.
Regular session just getting started, a good start. Senator Seabrook, thanks so much for being with us. Look forward to visiting next month and finding out what we've accomplished.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much. Y'all have a good day.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going won't take me where I've been. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. I wish there was some way.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by Biles Welding and Tractor.
LS Tractor, what's it about for you?